As you drive down the road leaving Raqqa, you start to pass all of these tent cities on the side of the road that are populated by refugees who have fled from other parts of Syria. So they're internally displaced people, and they've come to live here. This particular refugee camp, or IDP camp, I guess, is made up of people from Idlib and some of those places out in the west, northwest of Syria, that have been mercilessly attacked by the regime and by Turkey over the last several years. This camp started maybe 3 years ago, so it's one of the better developed camps that I've seen. You can see here they get a lot of support from the United Nations High Commission for Refugees and from the World Food Program. And the UN and the World Food Program say they need a lot more funding to keep from these people going hungry over the winter, because as winter comes on, food prices are skyrocketing, and these people rely in large part on what they get from international donors in order to survive. That's because they really can't work very much around here. You can see they grow some little vegetables and herbs and stuff, but certainly there's not enough space to grow enough to feed your family. And they're just kind of stuck in this cycle. That's a big problem, because what you do to get them back to being able to farm or work in order to survive is you've got to bring stability. And that's one thing that Syria just simply doesn't have.
When you need an energy drink that'll pick you up without slowing you down, you need Blue Sky Energy Drink with classic BS. Never change. We got holy, holy. Name above all names.
Bathrooms in this camp are just porta potties, but they're not like any porta potties you've ever used, most likely. I guess you'd call those porta squatties. They get their water from these water points here. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 hoses that looks like they are running from here over to maybe their houses even. So they've actually installed plumbing in some cases, it looks like. And from the looks of the wires up above, they're tapping into whatever electrical wires there are to try to get a little bit of electricity. You can also see wood stoves. You see the smokestack there that they're using to heat. And that causes its own problems, because these are very flammable tents, obviously. And not only that, but they've got to get firewood someplace. And there's not a lot of trees in this part of the world, so firewood is always kind of at a premium. There's one other thing I wanted to point out here. I walk up on top of this rooftop here, and you can see here the Euphrates River behind me. The ancient and mighty Euphrates. It's not quite so mighty anymore because of two reasons. Number one, Turkey is restricting the flow of water coming out of their country. And number two, they're in the middle of a 10-year drought. That is a very serious problem for all the people who rely on the Euphrates River for their water. And that's millions and millions of people. Somebody said that the Bible talks about the Euphrates drying up in the end times. And I find that really interesting, because that would mean that millions of people would have to move out of this area or die of thirst. And it looks like that's already starting to happen. Not only that, but, you know, it kind of makes you wonder about how big this was during biblical times, because you can see this plain here is just so wide between the bluffs that it probably was truly a mighty river at one point. But it's just this behind me now, and the people here still rely on it for survival.